Good morning, Saturday the 20th. Yeah, it's an unofficial holiday for some people. Not for me. You know what I'm talking about. But really, it's a holiday because it's the start. First day of the NHL playoffs. First day of the real NBA playoffs. The play-ins are done. So here we go. I'm going to give you the NHL. Let me talk about why it's the NHL. I know there's more bettors for the NBA than there are in the NHL. The thing is, we had a heck of a season in the NBA. I mean, a heck of a nice season in the NBA. But this is the worst time to get overconfident. NBA playoffs have destroyed many a better. Another good bit of learning I've had is that NBA over-unders in the playoffs are a literal minefield, especially in the beginning of this series. Maybe you can find some edges. You probably can find edges later in the series. Not right away. You just can't. So I'm not going to give you that. I have two plays. I have two plays I like. I mean, if I don't like them, I'm not playing them. But they're at the Patreon page, score projections page over there. But I'm going to give you the playoffs because there's two games on the ice. And in theory, both home teams could even or should even smoke. Yeah, these 420 references just write themselves. They should smoke their opponents. But let's hold up. I'm not going that direction. I'm going to take the Islanders in a same-game parlay because that's what we do here is parlays on this podcast. It's not a parlay-dominated betting world that I play in, but this podcast is about the parlays because people love their parlays. Islanders plus 1.5 and the game to go under 7.5 for 3/4 of 1 unit, 3/4 of a unit at plus 100. That's MGM pricing. They're typically the best same game parlay pricing. Not always, typically. Also, this is the second bet in the same game. We're going to take the Islanders plus 2.5. And this time the game under 6.5. This one's at minus 105. So also just about push money for 3/4 of a unit. So you got 1.5 units down in this game. I like the game. Now, the Islanders, they're just throwing down right now. They're just good. They might even sneak an outright upset. But playoffs are a different animal altogether, and the Hurricanes are just really, really good. And they're at home. Home ice doesn't always mean as much as you want it to in hockey. I've seen, it seems like it's more often than it actually happens, but you'll see series where the road team wins every game. Or it starts out that way anyway, and then maybe the home teams start playing to their true form later, but it's just crazy how it feels like anyway. Seems like the road teams just do better than they should in hockey. And Islanders are a road team, but that's not how we're betting this. Hey, the road teams, no, don't. It is true, though, that home teams get a little bit extra juice they're throwing their way, so taking the road team is not necessarily a bad idea for betting, but you can't just randomly do that. The Islanders are playing really good with their coaching change. They've got a good, solid team. And Carolina, don't take it for granted. So that's why I'm not going for the upset. I'm going to take this to be, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I really do. And even if Carolina wins, whether it's 2-1, 3-2, we're in great shape. And we even have the second bet for the empty net scenario. Say the Hurricanes are winning 3-2. Islanders pull the goalie. Let's get a man advantage. Let's see if we can tie this thing up. Because a loss is a loss, right? Doesn't matter how much you lose by. So you're losing by one. A couple minutes left. You pull the goalie. Sure enough, the Hurricanes get a junk goal. And they win 4-2. Well, in that scenario, we've covered ourselves with the plus 2.5 under 6.5 bet. And it's only minus 105. But I think it's more like a 3-2 game. Could even be a 2-1 game. But we're covered with a 4-3 game on the first bet, Islanders plus 1.5 and under 7.5. And that, of course, is all considering the fact that there is a possibility the Islanders win this game. So as long as there's relatively low scoring and the Islanders keep it close, we are in great shape. And since it's the opening day of the playoffs, I'm throwing in the other game, too, as part of this. Not a parlay, though, but it's a one-unit play. And this is posted publicly. So this is now, if you've signed up for a free membership over there, you're getting this email as soon as it comes out, and you can get the bets in prior to listening to this. You don't have to listen to it if you don't want to. Waste your time if you call it, if you think it's wasting your time. And I know sometimes the podcast hosts out there, wherever you're getting it, iHeart, Apple, whatever, they don't always put it up right away after I publish it. So I'm giving you an opportunity. If you hear this, just sign up for free. No, I think you should sign up for the $29 membership because you're getting good money. I mean, we're cashing for people. So anyway, second game, Boston minus 130 for a unit. Yeah, the Maple Leafs finally got the monkey off their back last year and won a playoff series. I think it's the first time since the Revolutionary War in the 1700s, with just a small amount of exaggeration actually on that one, because they really have had poor luck in the postseason for decades now. But I'm not going against the home team here, meaning Boston, at minus 130. This is a team that had a record-setting year last year for regular season success and then just self-destructed in the playoffs. I don't know if they walked in overconfident. I don't know what they did. No one knows what they did, least of all themselves. But they're going to come in red hot. I don't think they get beat by the Leafs. As much as we talk about the Leafs are a talented team, very talented. And they got the monkey off their back, as I said, finally won a series. Maybe they have confidence now because it's mostly the same players. They can win in the postseason. They're not jinxed. There, that's true. That is the psychology of sports. But the bigger psychology of sports here is Boston saying, yeah, we're not chumps. Let's go ahead and win this thing. So at home, minus 130. I'll take him for a unit. Good luck.